Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Hey, great to have you with us. It's a Wednesday. It's the 20th day of October. It's the day the NBA starts. Today is the NBA starts today, doesn't it? And here we are talking about our most exciting export in recent times anyway, Ben Simmons. Well, he's at the crossroads, I think it's fair to say. It's not my area. I defer to the Wisp and others. But he has had to go back to Philadelphia with his tail between his legs. It would appear the last place he wants to be is at the 76ers. And I also suspect it's the last person that the 76ers want to see there. That's the way I'm reading it, Whispers.
Well, it's pretty right. It's worth just revisiting historically what's happened here a bit, okay? So they go after James Harden last year. They throw his name up as part of that deal. He doesn't want to go as part of that deal
last
year.
Which is just business in the NBA.
Which is, but he's got a contract too.
But it's still business.
Yeah, understand that. But it works both ways, doesn't it? Like, we all understand that, okay? If your team is trying to get rid of you when you still have a contract, and then
Adam Treloar style.
That's right. Then you try and break the contract the other way because it suits you, then everybody gets up in arms about that, okay? And then post that playoff game when he didn't take the shot and the coach said, look, I'm not sure what we're going to do about him, and then Embiid had something to say too about he thought that that was the moment that the game changed too, right? But you can get over that with communication and understanding.
You've forgotten one thing, though.
What's that?
What sort of sheets is he on?
Well, he's on a franchise style deal.
I want to establish that. He's not just a player. He's a franchise player.
No, that's right. But he thinks that they don't want him, and they demonstrated to him that they didn't want him at that time. They were prepared to do a deal to get James Harden in, right?
So, well, maybe not that they didn't want him, but they wanted James Harden more.
That's right. But aren't they one and the same thing?
No.
Okay. Well, they didn't want him in the team.
Yep.
Okay, let's establish that.
Yep.
And so I think from that moment on, his view about the 76ers probably changed.
You might
now,
be right.
Apart from all that,
yep,
there are all these other stories, and people who are very close to this have said to us that he doesn't work nearly hard enough on his game, and he hasn't done. He hasn't been able to demonstrate over a period of time that he's been able to or prepared to do that work either. So that goes into the mix. But then the other side of this is that in the NBA, the players are trying to reclaim the game or the power. They're trying to shift the power and the balance of the power back towards the players. And we've seen this where they've forced their way out of teams. Mm. Adrian's in Epping. What do you think about this?
Hi, guys. How are you? Tim, just listening to what you're saying, the way I understood it was that Houston asked Philadelphia for Ben Simmons in, you know, as a part of the trade, not the other way around. And I just think that he's been just a spoiled little brat. He just thinks, oh, you know, the team gave me all this money after proving nothing really. And you know, when it came to the crunch in the playoffs, he didn't perform, and you know, he doesn't like the criticism. And now all of a sudden, he's having a little sook, and you know, and he doesn't want to play for Australia. Didn't want to do anything because he was embarrassed of his performance, and you know, he's trying to make it like he's he wants it his way. Well, you know, it's either you man up and you own up to your mistakes and get out there and prove to not only Australia but the world to why you were the number one pick and why Philadelphia gave you all this money.
A lot of people think along the same line. Gary, what you know what Doc Rivers said post that game that they lost?
Yeah.
What not what he said yesterday, but post that game that they lost, was that out of line for a coach to say that? A lot of people say, oh, yeah, he threw him under the bus. Did he throw him under the bus?
What did he say exactly?
Well, he said they asked him the direct question about whether or not Ben was – I don't want to mangle this, but whether or not Ben was the point guard that they effectively need. And he said, well, that's something that we have to think about.
Well, Joel Embiid also had really strong things to say.
At that time, he thought that that was the moment that the game changed.
So this is a
But message. Is that out of line to say that when it's actually true?
Well, very good point. So this is a point made off the temper text. Imagine if the Bont came out after the grand final and blamed Norton for the loss.
No, well, it's a little bit different than that.
Why?
Because
Norton had an ordinary game.
No, but it was that they asked him specifically about that shot, and when he didn't take
that moment.
That moment, okay? Sure. So you can have a view about that moment without actually blaming
somebody.
But the
premise is the same. I mean, aren't you in it together? Aren't you in together, win together, and lose together?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
I mean, Bond,
but they protected him. They had protected him for Doc Rivers. Like he was effusive in his praise of Ben Simmons all the way through. Like they were trying as best they could to protect him as an organisation. John's in Richmond. What's your view, John?
Hi guys. Yeah, look, just on the Ben Simmons thing. This call, I think I rang up about 3 years ago about this. Is that they didn't put him in situations at the end of games where they forced him to take a shot. When they were like blowing out games and they're up by 20, 30 points, they should have put Ben Simmons in there and going, right, we're going to run three or four plays in a row for you where we're going to get you open and you have to take these jump shots. Now, they might be 15-footers, they might be one from the three-point line, stuff like that, but they never put him in those situations where you're like, you have to, Ben, we need you to take these shots. Like, hit or miss, we need you to take these things because down the road, when we're in serious, you know, playoff positions to win championships, you're going to have the ball, and you're going to have to win the game for us because we believe in you. He was never put in those positions where they forced him to take his shot because he never had one in college because he didn't need to because he was the best player running around. Yep. And he can just overpower guys and get to the rim whenever he wanted to. Where in the NBA, you just can't do that all the time. So you have to have an outside game. They never developed that, and they let him do what he wanted. And now they're stuck with a guy who's just, you know, refuses to take jump shots and is just, you know, worried about his stats.
Well,
more than anything else.
Well, Johnny, he's one of the best defensive players in the game, recognized as one of the better defensive players in the game. But for a player that can play his position, he just doesn't shoot well enough and often enough. Hey, this is the grab that we're talking about. This is Doc Rivers. He was asked about Ben Simmons, whether or not he can lead the 76ers to the promised land. This is what he had to say post that game against Houston.
Ben Simmons can still be a point guard for a championship team like the one you guys want to become?
Yeah, David, I don't know that question or the answer to that right now. You know, so I don't know the answer to that.
So, again, I'm trying to put this because a lot of people wouldn't be in the NBA world. Yep. They're putting that's Luke Beveridge.
Yep.
Is Aaron Norton the player that can take you to the promised land? Can you win your grand? I don't know the answer to that.
I would think any player under those circumstances would be concerned about what their coach had to say about them. Yeah. But my point about that is, with communication and conversation.
You don't want your coach publicly going throwing that out there, do you? It's a long way back from that.
This was straight after that. Like, there's a rawness that we all have to understand. We have to put our big boy pants on occasionally and understand these points.
What would you be thinking?
He's getting paid nearly $200 million over 4 or 5 years to play the game.
I get it.
You've got to grow up at some stage and accept sometimes somebody is going to slip up and say something negative about you.
Would you be accepting of Luke Beveridge, Aaron Norton be getting paid commensurately, like, you know, the same scale, big, big money? Would you be accepting of him raising doubts about his ability to take the Bulldogs where they need to go?
You'd want to have a conversation about it. And you want to say, look, was that just a slip up in the moment because of how disappointed you were about the ending to that game? Or is that something you deeply believe? And are you going to help me then? If that's the case, are you going to help me facilitate a move from this club?
So continuing along that thread, you spend the whole trade period that we've just been through, Norton's name gets thrown up and, you know, oh, yeah, we'll look at it, da-da-da-da-da. On the back of what he said, deal doesn't get done.
Mm.
Righto, back you come.
Yeah, well, there are mistakes that have been made on both sides here.
But boy, now that doesn't happen with Aaron Norton.
No, that's right. And I understand what you're trying to do. But the point about all that is that they did try and do a deal, but they were asking too much for him. And everybody knew that he wanted to get out.
This is Ben's point. You've got to love Aussies. Small poppy syndrome. How about we back our own? They threw him to the Wolves. Their crowd potted him for years. They all came out and said he'll be traded. Then they asked for a ridiculous price in return.
Well, that's simplifying the whole thing, yeah. Michael's in Lower Plenty. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Michael.
The minute he went to clutch, he's been getting the wrong advice since he signed with Rich Paul in that stable. He's chosen, from the minute he went there, the focus was always to try and get to LA, be in the big market there. He hasn't eventuated. It's not going to eventuate. He chose after the Atlanta series not to go to the Olympics and get supported by Paddy Mills, Joe Ingles, and get involved in the culture there. happen now. He's got nothing to do but probably try to go to a small market and be a big fish in a little pond and basically just rot away and be an average NBA player who's good on D but can't score when the big moment's there.
Hey, Michael. Michael, you make a really good point. All the things that people talk about Ben Simmons not being able to do, Gary, they're not going to go away when he leaves Philly either. Like, so unless he gets to the point of actually making fundamental changes about himself, which means improving his ability to be able to score, all the things that people are talking about Ben Simmons now are going to be the same things they're talking about him in 5 years' time. Doesn't matter where he plays.
Well, can we say more?
So what I'm saying is it's back to him. He has to make those changes.
Can we say more fool you, Philadelphia, for paying franchise money to a bloke that hasn't shot in the past and will never shoot in the future?
Yeah, they've made an error in their judgment. Yes, they have.
So they're going
to. But they would have thought, okay, he's such a young man, he's going to maybe change his behaviours and he's going to be more accountable to making himself a better player, shooting, all those things, right? But he hasn't been able to do that.
Oh, there's some silly people. I'm just throwing Norton up to try and give a basic understanding. I know it's about him not taking a shot at goal. I'm just trying to throw it up as an example for those that aren't into the NBA. So, yes, you smarty people out there that understand both, yep, good on you. I'm trying to make it more simple for everyone. I know it's not a like-for-like comparison.
I don't think you like the Dogs either. I think that's coming through loud and clear.
I don't got that enough of this. No, it's very interesting. I don't know what's going to. And our man says he'll get traded. The Keith that, yep, we just spoke to, he said that's going to happen. They can't. I mean, I've watched, as you've been talking, yep, I've been listening, but yeah, I'm watching all of the morning newses, and the vision of him at training. I mean, if I was a coach, I'd say, mate, go away.
Yeah, no, and that's
it's no good having you here. I know I'm not being awful to you, but you got this hangdog, sookie look about you. Mm. You're not invested. Like, I'm watching the plays that they're calling. And he's got tracksuit pants on where no one else has, and his phone in his pocket at one stage. I'm just saying, get off the court. Go and we'll try and sort this out with the front office.
Well, he just wants to force his way out of there now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the great advice that he's been given over that period of time either.
Mm. Anyway, it's an interesting conversation, that's for sure. Gary Hockey's going to join us later in the show. Billy Slater is taking over as coach of the Queensland State of Origin team and the Wisps. Well, he's demanded at Sally Cap, the Lord Mayor, comes on the show because he's got five or six great ideas that's going to light the city back up. And one of them wasn't the zip line. The zip line is here. It started. Help him out because he's got this terrified look on his face that he may have bitten off more than he could chew. So have you got some ideas that can help kickstart our great city? Friday, we're out of semi-lockdown. Hopefully within another week or 10 days, we'll be 80% double-vacked. Everything's going to be open. Away we go. What do you think can kickstart our city? The Lord Mayor, Sally Capp, to join us next.
Thank you very much for that suggestion, Tim.